In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 25, 1, 13, 19, 26. And we're on this paragraph here where it says, justice of the kingdom of redemption. So just before that, Jesus says, be certain that I would not have permitted the priest coming to you, Louisa, if not for the purpose of my great designs over the destiny of the human family. So we see that God has great plans for our destiny, and he needs us to enter into this universal life that Adam lost, the universal life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And so he's given us the book of heaven through Louisa. Louisa was his little secretary, where he basically taught Louisa day by day. And now he's teaching us what Louisa put down on paper is for us. So Jesus says that this destiny of the human family through his holy church is going to be given now in a very powerful way. If you think about it, out of 8 billion people, 1 billion are Catholic. And out of that 1 billion, it's very few who become saints. And Jesus says to Louisa, you have to become a saint. You must become a saint. And that's one of the things that in our time, that's ignored. That's not seen at all. It seems like to be human 2.0 is what where people are going. And Jesus wants us to be saints, and that is doing the will of God. And to find a simple way of becoming a saint is read volume 1 through volume 10. That's a way of becoming a divine mirror of Jesus, becoming a saint. And then the next step, Jesus says to Louisa, is to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, the second outpouring that's coming upon the world. He wants everybody to get ready for what's coming. And that's volume 11 through volume 19. And then finally, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. Now, that was hidden from everybody until 1996, when it came out of the secret archives of the Vatican. Jesus says, when these books are released, the face of the earth will change. Everything will change. And that's what we're seeing happening in the world. And it's going to be as difficult as birth. The pains are going to get more intense. They're going to become more frequent until the child is born, until the kingdom comes. And he just says to Louisa, I have to purify the world because what's coming is so beautiful. And he wants us to get ready. So he's given us the way and the how this is going to happen through the writings of the servant of God, Louisa Picaretta. Now, again, there are many books out there, but Jesus says the only book that will transform a soul is the book of heaven. And what is so glorious about this is he's given it to us. He tells Louisa, I've been waiting from the beginning of time for basically since Adam sinned 6,000 years ago to give this book to my children. And now we have it. And now this fullness that's coming, this new and divine way of holiness, this time of sanctification is close. So he says, just as in the kingdom of redemption, I left my mother and queen in the midst of the apostles so that together with the Blessed Mother, helped and guided by the Blessed Mother, the apostles might give start to the kingdom of redemption. And so that all the apostles, with all the apostles that's been going on with all the bishops, all the priests, basically for the last 2,000 years. So Our Lady was the most interested, more than all the apostles. And it can be said that Our Lady kept it formed within her maternal heart. And therefore, she could very well instruct the apostles in their doubts, in the way, and in the circumstances that they were living, and the time that they were living in each century. So Our Lady was the true Son, S-U-N, in their midst. And the word, one word of our Blessed Mother was enough for my apostles to feel strong, to be illuminated and fortified in the same way. Now, what Jesus is going to teach us is something that's it's just astonishing. For the kingdom of my divine will, I, Jesus, have placed in you, Louisa, the deposit of the kingdom of the divine will. I keep you, Louisa, in the exile still, so when she was still on earth, so that the priests might draw from you, Louisa, as from a new mother. And she, that's what Jesus teaches us, is that Louisa is her, is his second mother. And remember what he says, who is my mother and my brothers? It's the ones who do the will of the Father. But what we see with Louisa, she was the firstborn, the newborn. So Jesus says to Louisa, you are my second mother. And now as a second mother, as a new mother, from you, Louisa, what can serve as light and guidance and help to these priests to give start to making known the kingdom of my divine will. And I see their little interest in these writings. And Louisa, if you only knew how much I suffer because the priests don't want this. Now, there's going to be, Jesus said to Louisa, or Louisa said to Jesus, I don't see any priests. I don't find any priests that want to do this. And Jesus says, Louisa, he says, I started out with 12, and if I have to start again with 12, I'll do that. But you must know, I have an army of priests. So your priest in your parish, God has planned for him to be alive today to embrace this great gift of the divine will, to breathe it in as Adam breathed it in. And so that he, as the father of your parish, can be given, beginning to teach this divine doctrine, as the Archbishop said, this new and divine way of holiness, that not only to become a saint, but to live in the divine will and to receive again the divine inheritance of the Father. So again, don't get discouraged that your priest, when you present to your priest, especially like for Christmas, the novena, the 9-day novena, and he says no. Or during Lent, and you present to him the hours of the Passion, and he says no. The priests are overpacked. I look at my classmates, and I don't know how they do it. They're packed with so many things to do and so many parishes to take care of. Now, the parish that I'm living in right now, the pastor has 7 parishes to take care of. There is a shortage of priests, but Jesus says, I will use those few that say yes to conquer the world. And this is exactly what St. Martin said. I'm awful with names. The priest, or the saint, who said, all we need is one more priest like you to give this to the church will change. Present it to your priest and pray. Again, it might not, you see, it's planting a seed in the ground. You don't plant a seed in the ground to have fruit the next year. It doesn't happen. Little by little, this is going to happen. More and more priests are embracing the divine will. So she says, in volume 25, 322, 1929, I feel my poor mind is though fixed in the divine volition. And that's what's happening to us. Where our life, our light, our love is found in the divine will. And I was thinking to myself, how can this kingdom ever come upon earth? And besides, how can it come if it is not known? So Jesus says, it is our usual way as the triune God, that first we do our first act in our work. And then we place everything that is needed. And then when we entrust them to creatures, giving them sufficient graces so that they may continue what we, triune God, have done. And therefore our works become known according to the interest and goodwill that humanity has. So right now, your goodwill to, it's peace on earth to men of God's will. It's not peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's peace on earth to men of God's will. Your goodwill is going to bring your parish alive. Now, you might not see it, but it's happening. Every time you read, everyone in your family is changing. Every time you read, your parish is changing. Why? Jesus is doing this. He's bringing about a new and divine way of holiness. So it shall be with the kingdom of my divine will. I, God, called you, Louisa, as the second mother of mine, and one-on-one, just as I did with the Blessed Mother in the kingdom of redemption, I manifested to you, Louisa, the many secrets of my divine fiat, the great good of the divine fiat, and how the divine fiat wants to come to reign upon earth. I, Jesus, can say that I have done everything. And if I called my priest, So I call, and if I called my priest to you, Louisa, so that you might open yourself in order to make the divine will known to him, my intent was so that the priest would have the interest in making known a good that is so great. And that's what's happening to your priest. Don't worry. I mean, this is so beautiful that the Lord will touch. There's a way Jesus said to do this. And there's a prayer that Jesus gave to Louisa. Go to the angels, send your holy angels to touch the mind of my priest, touch the heart of my priest, that they will know what this is about and love it. And God says, I will take care of the rest. You do your prayer and I will do the rest. So the priests, all priests will be, all priests, bishops, all the deacons, when they give a homily on the divine will, the face of the earth is going to change. It won't be 1 billion people. It will be everyone is going to become Catholic. What God has planned, I mean, you get glimpses of it when you read. What God has planned is so beautiful, so perfect, so loving, so holy. And again, right now, there's a lot of worry and gloom and doom and gloom out there, like, oh, this is going to be horrible. Don't worry about that. God is in charge. You pray with confidence in God. Jesus, I trust in you. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no more doubts. Jesus says this, my intent was so that the priest would have the interest in making known this great good in his preaching. And as St. Francis said, if you have to speak, if you're proclaiming the word and you have to speak, okay, but you do it by the way you live. The peacefulness, the joyfulness, the happiness that should be coming through priests. My spiritual director told me this right when I was in the seminary, because there was some trouble there. And I talked to him, and he says, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you a secret. And I said, what's that? He says, don't listen to a man who's not happy. If there's no joy in that man, don't listen to him. There's something wrong, especially if he's a priest. Don't listen to him. I mean, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. It's the kingdom is coming. We have Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We have Our Lady as our mother and queen. And now he's given us the book of heaven. We should be filled to overflowing with peace, joy, and happiness. It doesn't matter how bad the waves get out there. Don't get distracted by the waves. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Go to the Blessed Sacrament. Be with our Eucharistic Lord. Fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord. Jesus says, and if the interests were not there on the part of those priests, who would occupy themselves with this divine will? It would be, they would put the kingdom of my divine will at risk upon dying upon its rising, becoming themselves responsible for all the good that this kingdom so holy can bring to humanity. Don't worry about anything. God's going to take care of everything. He says, even if I have to use 12, he says, the face of the earth is going to be changed. Why? Now it's the time for sanctification. And we have to be the Essenes. We have to be longing for the kingdom, looking for the kingdom, desiring the kingdom. He says, or they would deserve that, putting them aside, I call other priests as proclaimers and propagators of the knowledge of my divine fiat. So again, it's going to happen, whether the priests listen or not. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. The kingdom of God, if you read the prophecy of Pope Benedict, when he was a bishop, he said, the church is going to shrink down to nothing and be purified, be simple and poor and purified. That's what we need. He says, all the large buildings that you have will be gone. That's what's coming. You have to understand, if you have a shanty and you get $1 million, you tear down the shanty and build the palace. What the Lord is going to do is the church is going to be so beautiful, so perfect, so holy that everyone will be attracted to live in this beautiful holy church where Jesus says, my bride, her wedding dress is going to be cleaned. The stain is going to be removed and it's going to be wrinkle free. It's going to be beautiful. She says, until I find some priests who have interest to take heart to making known its knowledges more than if it was their own lives. And that's now I was just reading the thing about the cape that the people are complaining about with Cardinal Burke wearing is to show that this is how much blood they will give to be faithful to the church, obedient to the church, more than if it was their own lives. And that's what God is calling us. The people have said to me, well, I've dreamt I've always going to be a martyr. Well, you are going to be a martyr. It's the martyrdom of martyrdoms. No more worry. You're going to kill it. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more complaints. No more negativity. No more doubts. We're going to be so focused on the truth and love of Jesus and his holy church and Mary for his holy church. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. It's just going to be glorious. We have to have this martyrdom of martyrdoms, not to give life to misery. And I've just heard just a few minutes ago the misery that's out there. And these are a lot of Catholics. Doom and gloom. Oh, it's going to be horrible. But it's going to. A birth is tough. A birth is tough. I remember this one girl in our prayer group. She was always exhausted, always exhausted. And I was always thinking, how can she, when she has children, how is she going to go through this? But God gave her the grace and she's got many children and God bless her. It's, we're going to get through this. God is going to give us the grace to get through this. And it's, we are going to love these truths, these lessons that Jesus is going to give us more than our own lives. He says, otherwise my kingdom of my divine will not have its beginning nor its life upon earth. So he's looking for the priests who would be willing to begin to embrace this gift and live it in a life of peace, joy, and happiness. There's no misery. One of the things that I heard my previous bishop say about the seminary, it was at a convocation, and he said, what the youth, the young men who came to this opening of, you know, come on into the seminary, the main complaint about the priesthood was that none of them are happy. And the whole group went, oh, that's not true. We're happy. Oh, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, you know, this is really interesting. That's exactly what Jesus says. Jesus says that to live in the divine will, to enter into the sacraments and sacramentals gives you peace, joy, and happiness. And that was, this coming year, it's going to be 60 years ago. I was in the seminary. I went into the seminary and then 60 years, 50 years after, 10 years after that, and 50 years ago next year, this coming year, I went back into the seminary. And when I first went in, there was 350 seminarians. Now there's 12. We had 5 seminaries in the diocese, 350 seminarians in 1964, now 12. Again, Jesus says, if I have to use 12, that's what I'll use. There's nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be worried about. God's got everything planned, but he has to give to humanity what they want. Do we want the kingdom? Do we long for the kingdom? Do we spend time with the Eucharistic Lord? Do we go to Holy Mass? Do we pray the Holy Rosary? Do we wear the scapular, or is that just nonsense to us? 526, 512, 1929. My beloved daughter, Louisa, you, listen to what Jesus says, are my hope. Hope, Christian hope is certitude. The hope of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. And that hope, that hope says, does not say doubt, but certainty. See, Jesus says, what I've given to you, Louisa, I know you're going to live. And I know you're going to put it down in paper. And I know there's going to be souls that read this, and the face of the earth is going to be changed. The destiny of the world has been placed on your shoulders, Louisa. I have certainty, because the kingdom is already present in you, Louisa Picaretta. That's 1929. Your ways, your prerogatives, your narrations are all apartments for my divine fiat. And Jesus says to Louisa, I want you to visit all the apartments in the New Jerusalem. Where are the apartments? It's every truth that Jesus says, every lesson that Jesus teaches, every good in the divine will that he speaks are apartments for my divine will. And where are the apartments? In you, Louisa, there are its foundations. In you, Louisa, there are its knowledges. Therefore, I hope with certainty that the kingdom shall be formed and shall spread upon earth through you, Louisa Picaretta. What I have given to you will be given to the world. That's why Jesus said, when these writings come out, the face of the earth is going to change. It's already happening in the people that are reading it. They're filled with hope, filled with confidence. This is what the church needs. The trust in God, the belief in God, the hope in God, the confidence in God, which is this great gift of the divine will. Nothing less than that. You want to be afraid? You're falling into the hands of the evil one who wants you afraid, to discourage you. Oh, it's going to be so horrible. Jesus embraced his cross. Jesus is asking us to embrace our cross. And what is that? To die the martyrdom of martyrdoms. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts. These are the foundations, Jesus says. This is the hope that I see in this kingdom in you, Louisa, and it shall spread throughout the whole earth. After this, I was thinking about our Lord ascending into heaven. Again, it's always the memory of Jesus, not our memory. What they said about me, what my family did, what the degrees I have. It's all baloney. I almost said something else. It's all baloney, because it says the wisdom of man is mere foolishness to God. After this, Louisa says, listen, she's teaching us. I was thinking about our Lord ascending into heaven. When was the last time we meditated on that? With his holy humanity, no longer humiliated, no longer subject to pains, with the insignia of Adam decayed is gone, untouchable by any pain, with the insignia of the new innocent Adam and all the most beautiful prerogatives of creation, clothed in divine light and immortal. That's Jesus ascending into heaven. But while I was thinking about this, my most sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter Louisa, my holy humanity redid within itself and over itself all the evils of decayed humanity that died on the cross with Jesus, to the point of dying, in order to give to the virtue of rising again from death to which it was subject. No more death. This is the reason why I did not leave the kingdom of divine will upon earth, because humanity of innocent Adam was missing. Glorious and immortal of innocent Adam was missing. And in order to be able to impetrate it, to beg God to have it on earth as it is in heaven, and to receive this great gift of my fiat, he says very, very clearly, I needed you, Louisa. I needed someone living in it. I needed a human born of original sin who can live in it. Therefore, it was necessary that my holy humanity first redid decayed humanity on the cross and gave to it all the remedies. This is the sacraments and sacramentals, to raise it again, and then to die and raise it again with the divine qualities of holy innocent Adam, so as to be able to give back to humanity what Adam lost. Not only this, but I wanted to ascend back into heaven with my holy humanity as beautiful, clothed with divine light, just as it came out of our creative hands. That was Adam, clothed in divine light. When he was naked, he lost the clothing of light. And so to say to the celestial father, my father, look at me. how my holy humanity has redone, how my holy humanity has brought about the kingdom of our divine will. It is safe in this humanity, this perfected humanity. I am the head of all. And the one who prays you has all the rights to ask and to give what you possess back to humanity. The holy resurrection and ascension. Then the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And for 2,000 years, we've had the kingdom of redemption. And now Jesus says, now is the time for the kingdom of sanctification. The kingdom of the third fiat. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of my holy humanity. Jesus says, my daughter, my innocent humanity with all the divine qualities which came out from our creative hand was needed to impetrate, to beg again the kingdom of our divine will into the midst of humanity. Up to that time, it was missing. I, Jesus, purchased it with my death. I, Jesus, ascended into heaven in order to fulfill my first task, my second task of impetrating and giving the kingdom of my divine will is now at hand. This is about 2,000 years. He says, it has been about 2,000 years since my holy humanity has been praying and our divine majesty feeling the love of creation that we, triune God, had and created Adam overflow itself again, or rather with greater intensity with Louisa, and feeling itself be enraptured and charmed by the beauties of my holy humanity, has poured itself out again, opening the heavens and made them rain on this divine light of the knowledges, the truths, the lessons about my fiat that will rain down in torrents so that like rain, it may descend upon souls, and with its divine light, it may vivify and heal the human will. And transforming the human will, it may cast root of my divine will back into the hearts of humanity and may lay its kingdom upon earth as it is in heaven. And in order for my kingdom to come upon earth, first, I had to make it known. I had to make known the divine will wants to come. May your kingdom come on earth with the Our Father. And I, as the elder brother of the human family, in order to give it to a purchase so great, give back to humanity a purchase so great, I am making all the arrangements of heaven before the divinity, before the Heavenly Father. Therefore, it was necessary that I, Jesus, ascend into heaven with my holy humanity glorified in order to be able to purchase again the kingdom of my divine fiat for all my brothers and children of mine. He's the new Adam. Everything is ready. He gave us 2,000 years to become saints with the fullness of faith in the church, with our dogma and doctrine, with our tradition, with sacred scripture. Everything is ready with the lives of the saints. Everything is ready now for what? The second part, the sanctification that has to come. Psalm 26, 5, 16, 19, 29. Each knowledge, each truth, each lesson of mine is a divine soldier that manifesting to itself to your soul. That's what he's saying to Louisa, now to us. I'm manifesting this divine soldier to your soul. Has let the weapon of each of the offices they possess be placed by you into its hands. Look at what order they have, how attentive they are to their office, to the handling of the weapon that each soldier possesses in order to dispose and form the people of the kingdom of my divine fiat. This army and these weapons, these truths, are the prodigious virtue of the infinite. This is not human. this is the thing that's going to astonish you. Time and space become very, very interesting in the divine will. Because as you begin to enter into this gift, little by little, everything falls into place. Like yesterday, I As soon as I hung up the phone rang and I picked it up. It was just like God saying, okay, now here's the next person you got to talk to. And it was really, I just started laughing. I said, this is perfect timing. As soon as I hung up, you called. And it was very, very funny. God is in charge. This army, these weapons possess the prodigious virtue of the infinite that is such that they diffuse everywhere. And wherever there is a light, even if it's small in the soul, they fight with weapons of light against the darkness of the human will to eclipse it and give it the life of my fiat. And wherever there is a seed of power or of strength, there runs the divine little soldier with its weapon of power and strength to fight the human power, to fight the human strength, and to make the power and the strength of my divine will that was in Adam at first rise again for humanity. That power and the strength of the divine will in me, Jesus, is now for humanity, for all human acts. This army has the opposite weapon with which to fight, so as to make my act of the divine will rise again over the human act. Do you see what God is doing? It's not going to be human anymore. I know that sounds strange. When somebody says to me, well, I'm only human. I said, no, you're not hearing what Jesus wants. He wants you to become that drop of water being put into the chalice filled with wine. The priest says, the priest prays, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. We're that drop of nothing. We're dust. And God says, I want you to re-enter into my divine life. You know, you were dust. Remember, man, that thou art dust and dust thou shalt return. Make the act of my divine will rise again. As you read, as you study, as you put this into your life, breathe this in. Begin to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Therefore, my daughter, it is necessary that you remain in my divine will in order to form sufficient weapons, which your acts have done in the divine will for the great army. This great army of what? The knowledges, the lessons, the teachings, the promises, the prophecies that Jesus has given to Louisa. Yeah, we're going to breathe this in. And if you're reading, you're already breathing it in, and it's already changing you. It's changing your family. It's changing your nation. It's changing the world. And the evil one is furious because he hates us. And God is going to win. It is necessary that you remain in my divine will, Jesus says, in order to form sufficient weapons in the acts that you have done. Every heartbeat, every breath, every step, every thought, every word, every deed with your intellect, memory, and will for the great army of the knowledges of the divine will. If you knew how this army anxiously awaits the weapons of your acts into your hands in order to wage war on and destroy the poor kingdom of the miserable human will, to build our kingdom of divine light, our kingdom of divine sanctity, our kingdom of divine happiness, more so since I am. He uses God's name all the time. And so since I am within you, the great royal palace of my divine will, that's each and every one of us. He wants to breathe in us this new and divine way of holiness, the great royal palace of my divine will in each of his children. He wants to clothe us in divinity. He says very, very clearly, I am within you in the great royal palace of my divine will in the midst of my army. See, God is with us with a continuous council of the priests of the divine persons, the ministry of the divine persons, this new and divine way of holiness that's coming to all the world as reproducer of our divine works. And we, Triune God, are the operating being. And wherever we, Triune God, are present, we, Triune God, want to operate divinely, always operate divinely without ever ceasing. Therefore, it is necessary that you remain always in our divine fiat It's necessary. Jesus is saying this to us, that you remain always in our fiat to unite yourself to us, triune God, to our continuous operating, to give us the feel to always operate within you. In fact, the sign of the divine operating is precisely this, to operate always, always without ever ceasing. It's the life, the true life that we're supposed to be living. Now, to get a glimpse of this true life, go to Our Lady, the Divine Indwelling. That when we're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this great event that Sister Mary Ephraim witnessed basically at Our Lady of America was Our Lady appearing as Our Lady, the Divine Indwelling, and baptized Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now it becomes the royal palace of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we are operating one with God, working one with God, always, always without ever ceasing. Every heartbeat, every breath, the blood circulating through our veins, our gazing, our listening, our speaking, everything that we're doing is a sign of the divine operating of God in us. After this, he kept silent. Now, when Jesus gets silent, when you're reading and he's silent, he wants you to meditate on what he just said. He wants you to stop what you're doing and just think about what he just said. Okay, meditate on what he just said. Enter into this life that he just talked about. A lot of people, when they read this, and Jesus was silent, and then with a more tender emphasis, and they keep on reading. Stop. Stop. Listen to what Jesus says. He is the Word. He wants this to take our breath away, if you want to say. He wants us to enter into this abundant life. And then with a more tender emphasis, we'll continue because we're reading, we're under the gun. This tender emphasis, he added, my daughter, if you knew the ardor of my love that I, God, feel, because I, God, want to establish the kingdom of my divine will upon earth so as to realize the only purpose for which Adam was created. In fact, everything that has been done by the divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from the time when the world was created and what we shall do, our principle shall always be that one, nor shall we ever cease it, that mankind, humanity, return back into the divine inheritance of the kingdom of our fiat from which Adam rejected us. So here is our life. To return to the divine inheritance of the kingdom, that which Adam rejected from God. And just think about it. We have to have a glorified body for that. This body cannot take what's coming. So this is why time's coming to an end. Our Lady said this to Bruno in 1947. She says, my children are going to enter into eternity where they belong and enjoy the beatific vision. While the children of the devil will always be trapped in time and space, never enter into eternity to enjoy the beatific vision. We were called by God to enjoy the beatific vision. This is why he created us, so that we could participate in this glory of God. How glorified God is, how beautiful God is, how holy God is, how perfect God is. But he's asking us to make a choice. And that's why we're here. What do you want? Do you want heaven or hell? Do you want light or darkness? And then you have to prove to Jesus what you want. And that's why God has given us confession, because we fail all the time. And we go back to confession to make a good confession. And then we are full of grace. We're happy. So this is true, Jesus says, that my very incarnation, when I descended from heaven to earth, the first purpose was the kingdom of my divine will. And it is into this kingdom that is in my Immaculate Mother who possessed it, that I directed my first steps. My first dwelling was within her most pure womb. This was his paradise, in which my fiat held its absolute dominion and its kingdom, whole and beautiful. And in this kingdom of my divine will that my celestial mother possessed, I, Jesus, began. I, Jesus, formed my life down here. And I, Jesus, made of tears and pain and expiations. He knew that all that has been happening since the fall of Adam is not what he wanted. He wanted us to begin to live this abundant life. See, Jesus has planned, he has predestined that we live at this point because he is expecting us. He is expecting us to say fiat. Yes, I want this. When we learn to say the fiat, when we learn to say the fiat in all situations, like Our Lady, we can then begin to say yes to God. May your kingdom come and reign in me, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, I knew that I was to be the Jesus neglected, the Jesus unloved, the Jesus not sought for. But I wanted to come because I could see through the centuries how my coming upon earth was to serve, to form the kingdom of my divine will. And by necessity, I was to redeem them first. And that's why he's done that 2,000 years ago. In order to obtain my first purpose, and that is the kingdom. And so even from that time, I descended from heaven in order to come to find, to search for, and to clasp to my breast the children of my kingdom. That's us. The children of my kingdom who would search for me. The children of my kingdom who would love me. The children of my kingdom who would recognize me to the point of being unable to be without me. That's why we go to Holy Mass. That's why we pray the Rosary, Holy Rosary. That's why we wear the scapular. That's why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We can't be without him. It's not about knowing Jesus. It's about loving Jesus, loving Our Lady, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is why God created us. He's getting us ready for the beatific vision. He's getting us ready for the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem. This is the most glorious time to be alive. And the evil one wants us afraid and upset and worried. He wants us to be like him. We're not worried. We're not afraid. We're not upset. We're not complaining. We're not negative. It's fiat. Lord, let it be done as you say. I want to search for you. I want to love you. I want to recognize you. I am unable to be without you. Therefore, what I did and suffered, I put a mark and I said, here I shall wait for the children of my divine will. Here in the tabernacle, I wait for the children of my divine will. When we go to Holy Mass, do we get there before the Mass begins? At least 15 minutes to adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him. After Holy Mass, after communion, do we kneel and adore him in being in communion with God, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him? I wait for my children of my divine will. I shall embrace them, and we shall love one another with one single love, with one single will. This is what God has done. He loves us so much. And for love of them, my pains, my tears, my steps, my works change for me into refreshments, into joys for my heart drowned with love. He has done everything. And now he's asking us. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. He's asking us, are you willing to spend time with me? Are you willing to learn from me? Jesus says, I've given you the book of heaven. I want your name written in the book of life in heaven. And this is the best way to do it. I've saved the best for last. The kingdom is coming. Jesus is asking us to really get ready for this new and divine way of holiness. He's asking us to get ready for this. In the name, we'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.